Good evening. I am Kareen McCabe, also known as Kay, and I am hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe, and we will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website at realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight, I have on the call with me Corinne, Tawanda, Kat, and a host of other girlfriends. And today, our topic is going to explore 10 ways that we lose focus. So before we get started, I just want to ask a question and think on this. Have you ever had a time in your life when you were driven, focused, ready to conquer anything, and then something happened and you were completely sidetracked and knocked off your path? Think about that question as we get started. This tends to happen to all of us at, you know, different places of our life at various times. And the challenge to get back on track can be extremely difficult if we are unable to identify and address the reasons why we lost focus to begin with. As the saying goes, in order to address a problem, you first have to admit that there is a problem. So today we're going to identify and discuss 10 ways that we lose focus. Now, this is by no means exhaustive. There are so many other reasons that you could lose focus, but we're just going to focus on 10 today. And as we get started, the first reason, we're going to start from 10 and go all the way down to the top number one reason. So the first number 10 reason is laziness. This laziness is actually one of the most difficult reasons to overcome. And the reason why is that someone who is lazy has no desire to become productive. The only way to overcome laziness is to develop a dissatisfaction with your current circumstances to the point where your current situation becomes intolerable and something must be done. So I want to ask you ladies, just considering the topic, I'm going to ask all of you, have you ever had a time where you were overcome with laziness or had no interest in being productive? And we're going to go with the number ending in 7556. Please answer the question.
Okay, well, this is Nicole, and I definitely have, especially if it's not something that I am really wanting to do. It's just something that somebody else has for me to do or something like that. So I definitely have experienced that.
And so your main reason for when you're feeling lazy is because when someone asks you to do something that you really have no interest in, you're not motivated to do it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you overcome this, or what brought you to realize that you could change or needed to change, or how did you tackle that issue with laziness in those circumstances?
How I overcome it is, most of the time, the people that actually wanted me to do something was, you know, people that was looking out for my best interest. So being that they was looking out for my best interest, I always eventually come around to the whole situation.
Was there anything specific that you said to yourself to motivate yourself?
Just more or less, you know, my thought was my daughter. So she, you know, she's a big motivation for me.
Good, that's good. So your daughter keeps you motivated.
Right.
Okay. So then finding personal motivation would be very important.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So we're going to go on to the next caller, 8982. Caller ending in 8982. Have you ever had a time where you were overcome with laziness or had no interest in being productive?
So this is Amanda from Colorado. So I feel like this is the very definition of, like, having depression. is just like everything is a big deal. Like even taking a shower is just like this monumental effort. So being that I struggle with depression, not like every day, but often enough. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So how did you overcome this, and what brought you to realize that you wanted to change the motivation factor, and how did you change that?
I think a lot of medications, having a good support system, both professionally and, like, personally. I think, too, like, I tend to not make life-changing choices when I'm depressed or anxious because I will basically take everything that I want to do in normal days, and I will do the opposite. Like, I'll quit my job but then also burn down the building or whatever.
So you, when you are feeling very unmotivated, you basically do the opposite of productivity, like the extreme opposite.
Yeah, well, and like I said, I don't make decisions when I'm in depression or anxiety because I'll just self-sabotage and, like, quit everything that I'm trying to do.
So have you had moments where you were able to overcome depression and overcome the inability to be productive?
Yeah, I mean, depression sneaks up on me still sometimes, but oftentimes I just power through and remember what my goals are normally. So, yeah.
So you basically tough it out.
Yeah, I basically just tough it out most of the time.
Okay. Caller, thank you for your response. Let's move on to caller 5834. You there? Caller ending in 5834.
Hi, yeah, this is Swanda. I don't really know my number, so I'm used to the calling the first three. I'm like, I have no idea what my number is, but I think that's mine. So what is your question, ma'am?
Have you ever had a time where you were overcome with laziness or had no interest in being productive?
Unfortunately, yes.
Tell us all.
You said what now?
How did you overcome this? What brought you to realize that you needed to change, and how did you change?
Oh, I've had actually several instances in life that's happened. You mentioned about laziness. Yeah, I had times I was lazy. I wasn't really motivated, and sometimes I just really lost sight of the bigger picture. And when I say the bigger picture, like when I work and get stuff done, if I work 10, 12 hours or 8 days a week, it's because the vision is clear. I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. And just sometimes something can knock you off your rocker. So I've had times in life to where something didn't go my way, or I thought I was going to get this deal and it fell through, and it just kind of like knocked the wind out of me. And I just kind of like fell back like, oh, I'm done. I'm going to quit. And then maybe after a couple of hours or a couple of days of just sulking, maybe someone came by and kind of kicked me. As a matter of fact, I had that happen a while ago, and I was complaining to a very good friend of mine, and he said, okay, how long are you going to sulk? You know, because I don't really want to hear it. And I said, what do you mean you don't want to hear it? Like, I want to cry about it. He said, man, get up, get. And I kind of was offended because he wouldn't even let me sulk for like about 5 minutes, and I wanted to probably do it for a couple of hours. So that has helped me. Associations, friends, me remembering why I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, I've used so many different things because I've had so many instances of falling down, but I just have to get back up.
So you use a lot of social networking and support.
Not a lot of them, but a faithful few that know me, that know what I want, and know I can do it, and they believe in me, and they push me, kick me, and remind me. And, yeah, so not a lot of it, but definitely a faithful handful.
Mm-hmm. And so you would say that that what really helped you was the tough love.
You summed it up. Yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Okay. Next caller. Caller ending is 0261. Have you ever had a time where you were overcome with laziness or had no interest in being productive?
Yes. I think that happens, like, you know, to everyone at some point in their life. When you just, you know, maybe you have a poor diet or maybe you just lost interest or maybe you're just in a funk and you just feel, you know, you don't feel very motivated. So, yes, I believe that has happened to me from time to time. And it, I think during those times I just either just go through whatever it is that I'm feeling and let it ride and just try not to be in that mind state or, you know, feeling unmotivated for too long.
How did you overcome it?
Either I just let it ride out, let the move pass, or maybe I just reevaluated, like if that was something I really wanted. Maybe I just went and tried to just, I guess, get focused again. So, you know, maybe took a day off or so, try to get some rest, maybe change my diet, just little things like that.
Awesome. Okay, so we are going to move on to the next question, or the next number in the list, rather. And number 10 was laziness, and number 9 is procrastination. So I'm going to be honest with you guys, full disclosure, I'm a procrastinator. This is my vice, to be honest. This is probably only slightly more difficult to overcome than outright laziness because procrastination is always fueled by excellent logic. For example, I'm going to get this done. I will do this tomorrow, or I will do this in a week, or I will do this in a year, or I will do this 5 minutes before the deadline, but I will get it done. So it's fueled by excellent logic, and this is one of the reasons why it's probably just as difficult or even more difficult than to overcome the laziness. Many procrastinators, such as myself, also tell themselves that they work better up against the wire or they need the tension and the excitement to fuel their drive to work. So my question to you ladies, think about it, and then we'll get on the question. Have you ever procrastinated? What were your reasons for delaying your goals? Have you ever overcome the urge to procrastinate? And if so, how? And we'll get started with Nicole. Go ahead. Have you ever procrastinated? Caller 7556. Okay, we're going to move on to caller 8982.
Okay.
Have you ever procrastinated?
I feel like I procrastinate a lot. Some of it is just because I'm busy. Some of it is like things like writing papers for school. First, I convince myself that I'm going to fail and this paper is going to be the only reason that I'm not going to graduate. So then I have to, like, get past all the, like, I'm going to fail, I suck at writing, and move on to, like, okay, well, I should at least try. Like, this can't be the reason that I'm going to fail my degree.
Okay. So then your urge to procrastinate comes from self-doubt.
Yeah, self-doubt and fear.
Okay. Let's see. Have you overcome, what are some of the best ways you use to overcome the urge to procrastinate?
I think reminding myself of my goals and, trying to come up with a plan, like maybe today I'm gonna clean the apartment and tomorrow I'm going to write my paper and then maybe Wednesday I'll do whatever. So just kind of coming up with more of a structure, but also like small structures, not like today I'm going to do these 80 things.
Okay. So creating small structured steps to reach goals. Right.
Yep.
All right. Thank you for your answer. Let's see. We're going to go on to caller to Wanda.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you ever procrastinated?
Every single day.
I know somehow calls it, you're like, no, Flint.
Procrastination is what I do. But what's the question?
What were your reasons? What were your reasons for delaying your goals?
Well, you know what? What had happened was,
I like that.
I have procrastinated forever, and I think it's because I need adventure in my life, and I like to be on the edge. And I think that I've done it forever, like over 25 years. I told you guys on a call before that when I was working on my master's and we got the syllabus the first day, and he had like 8 assignments for the whole semester, and I said, this is going to be a cakewalk. I'll probably get it all done in 2 or 3 weeks. And every single assignment was turned in the day of. It's just something. Yeah, you know, it's something mentally. Like, I'm going crazy because I really just, I can't do it. Like, I just can't do it. It's boring to do it early. Like, I just can't. When I first, the last thing I'm going to say is this. When I had my first job interview when I finished college, and I was like an hour early, and guys said, oh, I like you, and you're early, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yes, and I'm going to be early, and I'm going to work hard. And then I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm going to show up 30 minutes late, and they're going to wait for me. Somewhere along the line, I got corrupted, and I haven't been right ever since. So don't blame it on me.
Okay, so you have an adrenaline. You're an adrenaline junkie. That's what that is.
Yes, I need it to be late. I need it to be like if you want it by midnight, I'm going to have it to you, but it might not be until 11:59 and a half.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever overcome the urge to procrastinate?
I really don't have a desire to because that's boring. I don't like boring. I don't want to just do it in advance. I mean, see, like, you can talk to me tonight.
Yeah.
You said what?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Now, I would say, if you and I are working on a project, now, if you and I are working on a project and you need something in advance, with my procrastination, I'm not going to ever delay someone else. I'm going to give it to you and get you out of my way so I can get back to procrastinate on other stuff because, remember, I need the sizzle.
So now you see why it can be extremely difficult to overcome this particular one because procrastinators like Tawanda and myself, we don't even want to be anything other than procrastinating.
I'm getting excited right now thinking about, I'm hoping someone asks me to do something and I'm going to get it to you at the last minute. Like, it's a high. Like, some people like drugs. It's a high because I love it. You know what I'm saying? Does that make
no,
sense?
No, I get it. That's me.
from one procrastinator to another, like, really?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to take a drink now.
So, moving on.
Thank you.
Okay, number 8. Oh, wait, no, we've got to talk to Corinne. Corinne.
Yes.
Have you ever procrastinated?
Yes. I procrastinate. I don't like the feeling, though. I don't get a high like Tawanda does.
What? Why?
What? What's wrong with you?
I think I get the opposite. Like, I get like, oh, man, I wish I would have did this then, you know, ahead of time. Like, I hate procrastinating.
Okay. So when you did procrastinate, what were your reasons for procrastinating?
Maybe it just accidentally happened. Maybe I didn't prioritize the best way. Maybe I just didn't intend to procrastinate and it just stumbled upon me. I tried to, I mean, it happens. Sometimes you plan it, sometimes it just happens.
So then I don't have to ask you how you overcome the urge because you don't have the urge.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't have necessarily the urge to do it. I don't like it when it happens.
Okay. All right, so then we're going to move on to number 8 on the list. Another distractor from focusing on our goals is financial struggles. For example, debt and the loss of a job. So, financial struggles can certainly derail goals. A person might have dreams of participating in great financial endeavors, but without credit, these dreams are difficult to enact. And once a mentality of perpetual debt is created, debt becomes harder to escape. I personally love to listen to motivational speakers, and one of my favorite right now, his name is Bob Proctor. And what he says in one of his speeches is this: if your goal is to get out of debt, I guarantee you'll be in debt until you die, because you become what you think about. Now, the interesting thing about combating these situations and mentality is that you must think about the opposite of debt and job loss. When you are stuck in these negative situations, if you don't want to attract more negativity to you, you have to think and focus on the opposite, positivity. So the opposite of debt and job loss, you have to force your mind to focus on ways to make money. Instead of focusing on the debt that you have, you need to focus your mind on how many ways there are you can make money. There's so many money-making options out there. The only thing holding you back from making money is you. So we're going to go on to the next question. Have you ever struggled with debt or job loss? Did you find yourself stuck in a mentality focused on how much debt you had, and how were you able to overcome this mindset? So we're going to start with, let's see, is caller 7556 available? Okay, we're going to
go. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi. So have you ever struggled with debt or job loss?
I would say job loss. I actually just relocated. So being that is the case, you know, right now with the whole still the coronavirus going on, a lot of places are still not fully opened yet. So a lot of a lot of places are not hiring right now because of that. And so it's just a little stressful situation. But you know, I'm leaving it in God's hands, and I know that He'll give me the direction to go with everything.
Right. So have you ever found yourself stuck in a mentality focused on how much debt you had? And if you were, how were you able to overcome this mindset and focus on positivity?
You know, I actually have a good friend that ensures that, you know, if I'm in debt to anybody, it's definitely going to be to him, because he makes sure that everything is paid. So I think if anything, it'll be owing him. But he's not even worried about that right now. So that is actually a one good stress-free thing that I'm going through.
Awesome. So you basically have a very good social network and support.
I do.
Okay, awesome. So we're going to go on to the next caller, Amanda. Have you ever struggled with debt or job loss? Did you find yourself stuck in a mentality focused on how much debt you had, and how were you able to overcome this mindset?
So I obviously have already said that I struggle with mental health issues. It put me into a ton of debt because I was willing to do whatever I needed to do to keep myself like stable and alive. Also I left a marriage, which I lost everything in the marriage. There came a time where I was just consumed by debt. I overcame it by just filing for bankruptcy and starting over again.
Okay, so you took proactive action.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way I could have paid it back. There's no way.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes the best way to move forward is to take one step back, move sideways, and keep it moving. Right?
Exactly. Yeah.
So the best part about sometimes changing up our situations is even when we can be overcome by something negative or a situation that's negative is happening in our life, as long as we keep a positive, proactive mindset, we're still moving forward. That's how we have to look at it. So let's see. Tawanda, have you ever struggled with debt or job loss? Did you find yourself stuck in a mentality focused on how much debt you had, and how were you able to overcome this mindset?
Girl, you about want to make me cry. Yes, ma'am. No, because I cried enough then. Yeah, probably about, I don't know, I think it was like 2007. I think 2006, 2007, I had lost a job abruptly, really horrible. And I came home and I said, I have no idea what I'm going to do. I got a Harry and found another one. And at the time, I had two roommates. One was my sister and one was a friend of mine. And one thing about a job loss and going from, let's say, from sugar to shit, most people around you, they looking at you like, I don't know what you're going to do, but don't ask me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it went. And I went through a very rough 3 months. And long story short, I asked my sister to borrow, I think, $20. And she said she did not have it. I asked her, well, can I get at least 10? I needed gas in my car to go look for jobs. And she said she didn't have it. I asked my brother, and he said he didn't have it. I asked for $10. He said he didn't have it. And then I asked a friend. I sent her a text message, and she took 10 hours to respond, and then she responded, asked me a question about something different. So when I saw her later, I had to go and ask her, and it wasn't really about pride so much, but I just couldn't believe that she didn't respond to the text. So then I had to ask her, and I felt like I was begging. And then I had a couple of job interviews, and do you know they had the audacity to say, this is a preliminary review, we're going to see if we want you to come back for the official. And I'm saying to myself, I had enough money for 1 month, and I had to pay rent. And after then, it was going to be over with. So, yeah, honey, mm-hmm. I've been through that, and I'll never, ever, ever forget it. And I remember, you know how people say when you're down, you know who your friends are? Honey, I was definitely down. And them folks that was in my media circle, they was paying me no attention, and I had to beg for the little they did help me with. So, yes, ma'am. And how I got out of it was time, prayer and time. And and I remember, too, I remember that of course, you can't always be prepared for everything. Life is still going to happen to you. But I just remembered how I felt when I was down. I remember looking in my room and being in tears and just devastated, like, I lost my job. After I paid my rent this month, I have no money. I didn't even have $20 for gas. And it was crazy. And I went through it by myself because, it was my problem. But somebody who's always helped everybody else, I could not believe it. But I did not forget, and I will never forget.
Mm-hmm. And you were able to overcome with prayer and time, and you don't forget. What part don't you forget?
Absolutely, prayer and time. And, of course, I didn't forget. Yeah, I need to remember that, of course. But, yeah, prayer and time.
What part
don't
you forget?
Well, number one, being humbled. I had to humble myself because I lost my job because I did something really stupid. It was my own fault. So you have to be careful how you treat people because I wasn't humble in that situation, and it backfired on me, and I lost my job. And then I went through it. You know, to say you reap what you sow, I was definitely reaping it because I didn't treat somebody good. You know what I'm saying? And I know that I know better than that. And just prayer, time, and then I eventually got a job, and I started getting myself back together, and it made me just remember to stay humble because I've had times in my life where, I just kind of go crazy and be on top of the world and forget, and then I'm reminded that you need to get your ass back down here and don't go crazy.
Right. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, Corinne, have you ever struggled with debt or job loss? Did you find yourself stuck in a mentality focused on how much debt you had, and how were you able to overcome this mindset?
I dealt with both. I dealt with the job loss as well as I dealt with debt as well. And I think in regards to how I dealt with the job loss, I mean, it motivated me to want to, you know, look for a new job as soon as possible. And luckily, the person, the person that I did lose a job, it wasn't for long, but it felt like it was forever, even though it was like a short period of time. So I think that even with the debt, it just motivated me to want to work harder and try to, you know, get everything resolved as soon as possible.
Nice. So you stayed motivated, stayed focused on progression. Okay.
I mean, and it wasn't always easy, but, you know, I tried my hardest to you know, get where I need to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're going to move on to number 7 on the list of distractions from our focus and our goals. And number 7 is family problems, which can also include family separations. Now, fights between family members can distract us from our goals and place us in a state of negativity that perpetuates a negative mental attitude. In addition to this, some family fights become so intense that members become estranged from one another. These types of separations can also cause us to become distracted and lose focus. So the question we're going to focus on now is this. Have you struggled with family problems to the point where you lost focus of your goals? And how did you overcome this? We're going to go with caller ending in 7556. Nicole, you there?
I'm here. What was the question again?
Have you struggled with family problems to the point where you lost focus of your goals, and how did you overcome it?
Listen, I have a lot of family issues, and they definitely had broken my motivation at one point in time, but I am now realizing that, you know, sometimes family can be your biggest downfall, and if they're not supporting me, then I have to move around. But just being able to motivate myself to realize that I do have the potential to accomplish whatever it is that I set out to do. It may take me a little longer to achieve it, but it will get achieved.
And so when you say move around family issues, can you give me like an example of that? How would you move around a family issue?
There's probably only 2 people in my family that I actually talk to right now. So really moving around is, really, I don't have any communication with them. They may text me time to time, but it's not like most of the time, if they do text, it's to just see how my daughter's doing. And that's it doesn't go as it cuts off right there. But I just feel like if you can't help motivate and be there while I'm going through a difficult situation, then when I come up, then there should be no reason that you want to be around then.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes the way to survive family problems is to cut yourself off from them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I can get that. I can definitely get that. Thank you. Let's see. Amanda, you there?
I'm here.
Have you struggled with family problems to the point where you lost focus of your goals, and how did you overcome this?
Yeah, definitely.
a lot of times my family really expects me to kind of drop everything when they're having problems. And it's not like crisis level, like I'm dying. It's like my computer isn't printing something. And I've had my mom like call me over and over and over again at work and be like, mm-hmm. how am I supposed to do this if you're not helping me? And so my family can be a huge distraction. They're mm-hmm. very loud mm-hmm. and very opinionated and yeah.
So how do you overcome that distraction?
I try and remind myself that like, at the end of the day, like, I can only take care of me. Like, I definitely, like, will still help my family out. But, like, I remember things like if I were to get fired from my job, it wouldn't be on them. It'd be on me to suffer. And so I just try and remind myself, like, I've got to take care of myself, too.
So you prioritize your needs and create boundaries?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. All right. Tawanda?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you struggled with family problems to the point where you lost your focus on your goals, and how did you overcome it?
The answer would be yes. Mm-hmm. And, of course, prayer and time once again. And, well, I don't really want to say family problems. I would say family dynamic changes. Like, for example, mm-hmm. I was telling someone a couple of days ago, I had a death in my family about a year and a half ago. My father passed mm-hmm. away. And mm-hmm. my parents had been married for almost 50 years. And so my dad passed away. My mother doesn't drive, and she's extremely independent, has a lot of different things happening. It just changed mm-hmm. the whole dynamic of my whole family. And the mm-hmm. the ironic thing about it, when I came to visit them, which was the week of Christmas, I was going to visit them, and then I was planning on relocating. So my father died abruptly. That changed everything. And probably for about a year, I had to redo and retransition everything because the most important thing in my life, of course, is my family, my mom. So, yeah, so it wasn't a family, quote-unquote, problem, but because of the dynamics of what happened so significant, it changed a lot in life. And it has changed since then.
So how are you able to overcome those circumstances to refocus on your goals?
I was able to refocus on my goal and overcome the circumstances with time. By working with my other siblings, we put certain things in place over a period of time that kind of helped me so it wouldn't just be things falling on me. And as they were able to help me, like, for example, when I got there, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm just going to be stuck here forever. And then we end up doing a schedule. And the schedule enabled me to leave, like, twice a month and still travel and do other things. And then after a period of time, my sister said, hey, well, I'm going to be able to relocate back. And then as soon as she did that, I was able to leave for, like, a month at a time. So then I was able to refocus and kind of get some things in place that I put on hold for a period of time when I was uncertain about how I could move forward. So working with my immediate family to be able to help myself as well as help them, and, of course, most importantly, help my mother.
Very good. Very good. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Corinne?
Yes.
Lost you. Have you struggled with family problems to the point where you lost focus on your goals, and how did you overcome it?
I guess it wasn't a family problem. I guess it's similar to Tawanda, where I had a loss in my family, and I had to basically relocate just to make sure that, you know, everything was good with my brothers, and to also, you know, help with the things that we need to do in regards to selling things in my mother's house and things of that nature. So I actually did that twice, where I relocated to try to help out family. And I guess, like, time after, you know, time heals everything, and just trying to, you know, build yourself up again as well. Because when you take a loss, it takes a lot out of you.
So at what point then were you able to refocus on your goals, and how did you do that?
Over time, it was like no handbook or no time period that I would say that I not could have predicted or even, you know, tried to do it within. I just had to take every day, you know, as it came, and just try to hope that the next day would be better and just move on from there. So it took some time, but I think in time you figure things out and it just comes naturally.
Okay. Thank you. All right. So we are going to move on to number 6 on this distraction list, and that one is friendship troubles. And this can also include the ending of friendships. Now, friendship problems can hurt us in a way that is both different from and similar to how family can hurt us, depending on how close the friendship is. The pain of these problems can derail and distract us and cause challenges and obstacles that must be overcome in order to progress forward. So, the question that I want you guys to focus on now is, have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this? We're going to go to Nicole, number 7556. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this?
Well, see, the funny thing about that is, right, I don't really have too many friends like that, but I definitely have struggled in the past with some friendships, and I think it was more of a misunderstanding, a lack of communication. And once me and the person was able to actually sit down and talk face to face, I feel like more of the problems got resolved.
Okay, so how are you able to get past this to refocus on your goals?
You know, that person is a big motivation, so she definitely she helped me by getting me back on track, by getting me back in line, because of course she knows she knows what I'm capable of, and you know, she has the encouragement. So actually having somebody on my side that actually believes in me and believes what I do.
So then would you say that refocusing on your goals required you repairing the relationship?
At that point in time, yes.
Okay. All right. Amanda, you there?
I'm here.
Have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this?
Say that again. I apologize.
Have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this to refocus on your goals?
I am trying to think. Definitely. I lost my best friend to suicide a couple of years ago, and that was like a really dark time in my life, but I just kind of buried my feelings and just reminded myself of my goals and just kind of pushed through. But every time for a while after her death, every time I accomplished something or did something, I wanted to text her, and I was like, oh, wait a minute, I can't.
Losing someone like that is really, it's extremely difficult.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It made it even harder because I lost another friend 5 days after that to suicide as well. So it was a really hard time in my life.
Wow. I'm really sorry to hear that. That had to have been an extremely, extremely painful time.
It was.
Yeah. I'm going to give us a second. There is a break that we have to take, and I want to take a second because that's some tough material. So we'll be back in another 45 seconds.
Hello, this is Corinne, and I'm bringing you today's trending story for the Real Girlfriends across America. One company that is trying to regain their focus is Pancake Sarah Company, Auntie Mama, which is owned by Quaker Oats. Today, they announced in a USAtoday.com article that they would be retiring Auntie Mama from packaging on its brand of syrup and pancake mixes because of its quote-unquote based on a racial stereotype. It acknowledged that its prior work to update the character was not enough. Now, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Corinne. So this can be a really tough topic sometimes. For myself, just full disclosure, I have not only lost people in my life, but I've lost close friendships, and sometimes depending on what, you know, how close they are to you as friends, sometimes they're closer to you than your own blood is. Losing a friend like that can be even more painful sometimes than losing family members who you might not be as close to. So I just want to acknowledge that. We're going to go on to Tawanda.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this?
Have I struggled with friendship problems, and how did I overcome them? That is an interesting question. I don't really want to say a lot of friendship problems. I think as long as we live and we're human, we deal with people, we deal with error and issue and miscommunication and blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, I've had friends and that we've had issues and fallen outs, and I've gotten mad or she's gotten mad, he's gotten mad. And friendships that are worth saving, we found our way to be able to sit and communicate and to be able to hash things out. I think I told you guys one time before, like when I first moved to Atlanta, I was in this group that was about friendships and women, and we were like meeting like weekly and talking about friendships and building. And me and a girl in the group at that time had a little falling out. And I said, oh, I'm done with you. I'm not talking to you anymore. And she said, no, you're not. We're friends, and you believe in friendships, and we're going to talk about this and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, no, she's not reminding me of what I said. And we sat, and we talked about it. We found a happy medium, and we were able to move forward. So communication is extremely powerful, especially when you have a heart to forgive and to be able to be reasonable and to move on.
Right. Thank you. So, Corinne, how about you?
Okay, ask the question one more time about friendship.
Have you struggled with friendship problems, and how did you overcome this to refocus on your goals?
I think I have, and my thing is, that I guess, depending on what the issue is. So, if you are not, let's say, bringing positivity or trying to be encouraging, and you're just like a negative light, then I have to pretty much reevaluate your position as my friend. Just because you were once my friend doesn't mean that has to continue if you are not going to be a positive influence. So I have tried to distance or have distanced myself away from certain people that I just didn't feel like they were there for me.
Mhm. I understand that. Okay. All right. So we have reached number 6 of our 10 ways to lose focus list. However, we do not have enough time to do the rest of the list tonight. I think I wrote it too long. So we're going to have to come back for part 2 tomorrow. I want to thank each and every one of you tonight. You guys have all had some extremely interactive and deep answers. I want to thank you for your vulnerability and your honesty. I know that it can be tough, especially opening up to people that you've never seen before. So I want to thank each and every one of you for that. And also, I want to open up the line for announcements. Are there any announcements that need to be made tonight?
To make sure everyone comes and follow us on social media. We're updating our sites and we're updating all our platforms. So, yeah, just for everyone to look out for that.
Awesome. Does anybody else have any questions or anything that they would like to add before we close it out?
This is Tawanda, and I just wanted to say, why can't we get that number 6? We have like 7 minutes because you're procrastinating, and we're on the roll right now, and I'm really excited.
I love procrastination. Well, I have a number 5, and I think that if we try to do it, we're going to go overtime, unless you guys want to go overtime. I don't mind.
Well, we're just hang us up, but let's rock it. Let's get it. Last minute. Sizzle. Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's push it because Tawanda wants that adrenaline. All right. Okay.
Yes.
So the number 5 on our list is too many goals, overextended, and feeling burned out. That is a distraction and derailment from focus. So it's kind of ironic that this is on the list and I put it on there because that's exactly what I was going through. Sometimes we feel like we can do everything. We are certain that we can do it all and we are determined to do it all. And then it just doesn't work out like that. So another nemesis of staying focused is just having too many goals. You cannot conquer everything. You want to do everything, but we are only human and doing everything just isn't possible. Having too many goals stretches you thin to the point where you are unable to complete all the goals you have satisfactorily. The only solution to this is to take something off of your plate so that you can focus wholeheartedly on what drives you the most. So the question for everyone is this. Have you ever had too many goals and as a result became overextended and burned out, and how did you handle this? And I will start first, full disclosure, I'll be open and honest, I was trying to do it all. I was trying to do a family path counseling hotline, I was trying to paint a house, I'm trying to move, I'm trying to work and make money, I'm trying to do Real Girlfriends of America, I'm trying to do this, that, and the other, I'm trying to raise a child. I was certain I could do it all. I was really, really certain. And I honestly started to crash and burn. Like, my anxiety level was above the roof. So I have had to reevaluate and remember that I'm only human. And I cannot do everything. So I had to start picking and choosing, and I've had to remove, today I just had to remove something from my to-do list and take it off my plate because I just couldn't do it. I wanted to do it, and I couldn't do it. So have you guys ever had too many goals and as a result became overextended and burned out, and how did you handle this? We're going to go to Nicole. Okay, we will move on to Amanda.
Yeah, definitely. I tend to sign up for a lot of stuff, and I'm good for a while, and then sometimes if I'm not careful, then I can crash and burn.
Mm-hmm. So how do you handle it? Like, what do you do to, you know, fix that?
I think just like constantly checking in with myself and like checking in with what are my priorities. Mm-hmm. You know, because you can't conquer everything all at once.
Right. So reevaluating your priorities.
Yeah, I definitely think that, like, even during COVID times, it's really helped me, like, reevaluate.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. What about you, Tawanda?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. I have been so freaking guilty of that so many times. However, I told one of my success coaches a while ago when he said, focus on one thing. And I said, I'm going to beat the odds. And I'm going to beat the odds simply because I have hands on deck to help. I work 8 days a week, 15-hour days. Most people that focus and do certain things, they put about 15 to 20 hours a week in it. So if you want to do 60 to 80 hours, you can prioritize, and you're not doing it by yourself, I believe you can beat the odds, and I've been beating the odds for a long time. Now, have I been tired? Yep. Have I been burnt out? Yes. Have I had to take vacations and breaks? Absolutely. However, I still push it to the limit. Absolutely. Beating the odds is what I do.
Okay. So you would say that allotting a specific amount of time to your goals, to each goal.
Most people that work a full-time job, they go to work and they work about 15, 20 hours a week. They come to work, they can take a coffee break every 5 minutes, they go to the bathroom, they take two-hour lunches. So even though they work 37 and a half, 40 hours a week, they're working about 15, 20 hours. So in reference to what you said, I completely agree, but most of those people also, they're doing all this stuff by themselves. If they have a team of people to do it, like we're building businesses, getting help, getting volunteers, We're women. We're smart. We find creative ways to still do the extraordinary, and that's what I've learned to do.
So networking with others.
Networking, building a team. I invest in myself. You know, when I invest in myself, I sacrifice. Like the times I was investing in business, some people take profits and they go hang out and they travel. I invest in hiring staff. You know, I invest in myself. I reinvest in myself and in my dream because I'm the type of person that I'm going to beat the odds, for one. And for two, either I'm going to do it, I'm going to die doing it. I'm going to die trying to do it. But I want it all, literally. I want it all, period.
Awesome.
I don't want someone to tell me I can't do it. I want you to show me how you can help me do it or move out of the way.
Awesome. So with that 90-second warning, I want to ask Corinne, but we have run out of time for tonight, so we will have to continue this. In a second part series. So I'm going to close out the line. I want to thank you all for participating. Please come back because we still have some more questions on the list to go through tomorrow. You guys have a lovely evening.